Well, first of all, I just congratulated the team after the game and on today and really the 13-3 season. Thought those guys have worked really hard all year, and we've met a lot of different challenges through the course of the season. I thought they really did a good job of stepping up every day, every week, and giving us their best. And thought today was a solid effort. There were a lot of good contributions from a lot of different people throughout the game, offense, defense, special teams, and all different areas. So it was a lot of – wasn't perfect by any means, but we had a lot of people contribute, a lot of people – came through for us in situations that we needed them to come through on. And so it's good to have 13 wins. It's not easy, but these guys accomplished it. And so look forward to starting the second season. We'll see how that goes. But overall, just a lot of contributions from a lot of people on the team. Good team win. And played some good situation football at times, which was important. That helped us. So we'll need to do that going forward.
Hey, Bill, just in terms of Deion Lewis, how much do you admire the amount that he's able to take on and really the road that he's traveled, you know, not just from all the places he's been, but even in this past year, what he's come back from to carry the ball 60 times over the last 2 weeks? Or touch it.
Yeah, Deion works really hard. He always has. When we signed him, he was coming off not a lot of production, and really earned his way on it. He's earned everything he's gotten, like everybody has. But he's earned it, and he's gotten opportunities. He's faced some setbacks along the way, but he's always been very resilient. He's had a great attitude, and I think I'm certainly happy for it, but everybody's happy for the success that he's had because of the way he's worked and the way he competes. And he's given us that for basically every day he's been here.
Bill, it looked like James Harrison was on the field for quite a few plays. What does it say about his work during the week that allowed him to put forth such a big
work? Yeah, James worked really hard. Worked really hard to get things down and to handle the roles that he was in today. Very professional. Has a lot of experience, but not in this system. So he had to do a lot of things to try to acclimate himself to what we do in terminology and adjustments and so forth. He really worked hard on that. He got better every day. You could see that through the course of the week. Sometimes it piles up and the load just becomes there's a diminishing return effect. In his case, I would say that wasn't the case. Each day that it went, it got better. And I thought he made a couple of plays out there today. See how it goes going forward. But, yeah, he worked very hard.
Coach, talk about the job Ryan Allen did. He had a lot of punts inside the 10-yard line.
Well, he had a lot of good punts, period. Punting into the wind. This is a tough wind today. It's tough to drop the ball, tough to get it on your foot the way you want it, regardless of which way you're punting. And he did a very good job into the wind of keeping the ball, putting the ball in a tough spot to handle. He gave us a big field position punt there. I think it was the end of the first quarter where he changed field position into the wind. It was a big punt, and then he had some plus 50 punts and good execution between Ryan and the punt team and Slater on the downing. So those are big field position plays for us. He had a good day. And it's a tough day out there. It was tough to handle the ball, tough to, as I said, drop it and get it where you want it so you can punt it. But he did a good job of that, as well as the extra points and field goals. That ball handling, too, was a challenging day for that.
Coach, 186 total yards, I think, from the running backs while having three very good running backs unavailable, not to mention two touchdowns. Is this maybe as good of a group as far as depth goes of running backs that you've had?
Well, we've had good depth this year. At times we haven't been able to get them all to the game, and at times we've taken the guys that are healthy and than they've played, but they've all given us good production. And some guys on other downs besides the three offensive downs. You know, Deion returning kicks, Brandon's role, Rex's role in the kicking game. So those guys have all they've all been productive. Hopefully we'll have them all going forward. But whichever ones we have, they've all been productive for us.
Bill, the key in your eyes on third down defense, 0-for-12 you hold them to. What did you see on third down from the sideline that made you guys so successful?
I think this is something that we've really worked hard on. Talked a lot about defensively, about how, especially last week, you know, we gave a 4 in a row to start the game, and you know, they cut the ball for 15 plays on that first drive, and so. We talked a lot about how much just playing well on that down could change things for us defensively. Forget how many plays we had in the first half, but it wasn't very many. We ran out there a lot, and our offense had some good drives. But, again, it's just team defense. It's the rush. It's the coverage. It's jamming receivers. It's disguise. I thought Matt and defensive staff did a good job mixing it up and you know, trying to keep the offense off balance with – variety of calls and looks, and so, but in the end, it came down to the players and their execution.
Bill, after winning the coin toss, you elected to receive, and as important as it is to get off to a good start every week, was it especially important today to play out front early, given the conditions under which the game was played weather-wise?
Yeah, it's always good to get out in front, but we all know that these games aren't over in the first quarter, so a lot of football left after that, but we try to make the decisions on that we can, that we feel like are best for the team, and that was one. And we just felt like that was the right thing to do this game if we won the toss, and so that's what we did.
Couple final questions, front row.
Bill, before the game, we spotted you out on the field in just shorts and a T-shirt. Was that you checking out the extremity of the conditions, or just forget a jacket?
Yeah, we walked out just to see what it was like out there.
Coach, a win, a one seed, a bye week, New Year's Eve. Is that a recipe for a wild night of dancing and partying for you?
Hopefully not. Yeah.
Bill, Devin talked earlier about the ability to have that extra week in the bye week of working on some things that you wouldn't have the time to work on. And you said it's helped win games that you go into. Can you expand on that in terms of having the extra time to do some self-scouting and how it helps in the playoffs?
Well, again, it's rare to have time during the season to be able to work on things that you just need to work on. You have to either carve out time in your preparation for the next team to do that or skip over it to a degree and prepare for the team that you've got to play. So we don't know who we're going to play. We're not going to know that for till the weekend, but in the meantime, there are things that we can do that will help us no matter who we play, and those are some of the things that we'll take a look at. So we'll identify those in the next we've already identified some of them, but we'll identify, you know, how we want to do it, how we can best make the most out of the time that we have available, make it the most productive, and hopefully serve us well in the next game that we play. So it's an opportunity to do that. You usually don't get that. You get it everybody gets it during the bye week during the season. But this is a bonus week to be able to do that. You know, that being said, we've got to keep our timing and execution at a high level without playing this week, which we'll see whether or not we can do that. Okay, great. Thank you.